Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two today, this Hump Day Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got it from both Bob down in Hillsdale and Sherry LaFave over in Onaway. Pickford to Green Bay, Wisconsin, 274.55 miles, takes 4.5 hours to drive there. Pickford to Detroit, 348 miles, 5 hours and 21 minutes. So, Clayton, yep, you are closer to Green Bay. That's interesting. He comes back. Yeah, same numbers. 274 to Green Bay, 333 miles to Detroit. Brett Favre was my favorite quarterback of all time. His years at Green Bay was my young years of watching football, so I guess that's what made me a cheesehead. My whole family are Lion fans, so I'm just the odd man out, I guess. And Bob down in Hillsdale sent me the same information. Hey, Brett, you want to come on the show and talk? Just got a text message from Brett Gooding. He just picked up his information packet to file to be a county commissioner to run in the Republican primary in August. How many signatures do you need to get on your nominating petition? He says it looks like 3 to 10. That's it? But they have to be from your district. You got to make sure you get those signatures in your district. So get your neighbors a sign. Maybe you could ask Pastor Chatfield if he'll sign it. Randy Walker says, I'll sign it. Okay, we got a couple of signatures for you already. So let's talk about coming on my show. Come on my show. So we'll text him that and see if we can get him into the show today. This election, MERS News Service came out with a story, and it's kind of interesting. Local clerks are telling the lawmakers, the legislators in Lansing, whoa, 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 slow down. Melanie Reiske, first vice president of the Michigan Association of Municipal Clerks, MAMC, when asked about the potential advocacy that the association is going to do in 2024. I think I can speak on behalf of all the clerks across the state of Michigan. Please slow down, said Reiske. She is also the city clerk for Sterling Heights, Michigan. Sterling Heights, folks, is Macomb County. The main road, northbound, southbound, running through Sterling Heights is Van Dyke. 8 Mile Road is the boundary between Wayne County and Macomb. You remember the old Eminem song about 8 Mile? Well, that's the boundary between Macomb County, Oakland County, and Wayne County. As you come up Van Dyke from Jefferson, right in downtown Detroit, Jefferson, that's where the home of the UAW is, right at the foot of Van Dyke. I know because I used to cut their grass when I was on a landscaping crew in high school. You drive up through Wayne County, you get to 8 Mile Road, and you're now in Macomb County. Go a little further up, you hit a small little city that's notched out in the center, is Centerline. Why? Because that's the center line, basically, of Macomb. Gary, if you're calling me, I can't answer during the show, so I'm going to send you to voicemail. We'll send you to voicemail. The city of Sterling Heights goes up to M59, 20 Mile Road, Hall Road. That's where Shelby Township kicks in. That's my old stomping ground. That's where I was born and raised. So I know this city, this clerk's coming from. She said that this past year, has clerks scrambling, looking for ways to implement Proposal 2. First test is going to come actually next month, about 6 weeks from yesterday, February 27th. No, perhaps it's more, February 27th, presidential primary. She went on to say in talking with MERS News Service, we desperately do not want any more new processes or procedures put on us, because we have been planning all of 2023 just to try to wrap our heads around all the changes that have been made so far. Clerks across the state are passionate about their jobs. They take a lot of pride in their work. We want to do things the right way. And the more changes that get piled on us, if you will, makes it harder for us to do that. When asked if she sometimes wishes Proposal 2 reforms were smaller or more spaced out, she said, absolutely yes. Michigan's election process has been fundamentally changed, she said. And it's hard to acknowledge or hard to see what work has to go into making all these changes even possible. Now that we're dealing with constitutional requirements and constitutional protections that the voters have, I consider that a great thing, but a lot more work placed on us. But to do it all at once is very trying on local communities. Not only from the money perspective, you know, the cost to paying additional poll workers, additional days, but even the equipment perspective. This is not just a purely human labor perspective. Someone has to actually sit down and do the work. In the process is educating both the clerks, the workers, and even the voters themselves. We have a lot of rural communities. Some of these communities, the clerk is a part-time position. Perhaps they have a full-time job, and sometimes there's only one person in the office. So to answer questions, to get information out to the voting public, implementing all these changes has been a bit challenging. End quote, said the representative from the Michigan Association of Municipal Clerks. As far as the State Bureau of Election goes, that means additional equipment and technology in order to securely accommodate voters while waiting for the clerks has been 95% planning and only 5% implementation. When you talk about all the changes that Proposal 2 has brought us, to try to identify one particular tactic over another, what's more complicated or chaotic is the most challenging, she went on to say, because you really have to do it all together. There is all kinds of different changes that we have to implement all at once. This takes a lot of planning and actual implementation. But when asked to predict the impact of Proposal 2, Reiska said she thinks early voting will be one thing to most greatly impact her community in 2024, mostly by increasing the accessibility to voting. While maybe not right away in February with the presidential primary, she said it will likely catch on more in August and then the November general presidential election. back in 2020, the last presidential election, Sterling Heights presidential primary turnout was around 32% of registered voters. They're expecting around the same percentage this time around. But Reiske said she thinks how educated voters are about different voting options will end up having a big impact. Perhaps it will entice voters to come out early or definitely use an absentee ballot because many folks are wintering down south. She also predicts that early voting will greatly increase the accessibility not only for working individuals, but for those who typically vote absentee because they can't make it on election day. Now they may find it simpler to come into the early voting centers. I think we made it extremely easy to have access to the ballot and also to return the ballot. As far as ease for the clerk, she said the ability to verify and check signatures on absentee ballots, as well as running them through the tabulators before election day, would be helpful. I know in Sterling Heights, in the city back in 2020, we had to run 41,000 absentee ballots through the tabulator machines, and we couldn't start those until election day. Now with early processing, tabulators will not be providing the results right away, but at least we can get a good start on putting them through the machines so that they will be able to be counted on election day. You're basically taking the work that we had to do in one day and you're spreading it out over 8 days. Actually, I think the law is 9 days of early voting. So we'll see how it comes out this year. Are you going to vote early? In person or absentee? Text me and let me know. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Take out the paper.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment, hour number two. Unscientific poll, 9 responses. Everybody's voting in person on election day. Wow. Okay. So the old-fashioned election day, go and vote in person. Seems to be the overall response to everybody saying that's what they're going to do. February 27th. That's the presidential primary election day. Yes, it's early. Let's go to February 27th. The last Tuesday of February. So, yeah, that's, man, that's like 8 weeks away, Randy. What are you talking about, dude? This is the first week in January, last week in February. So, you guys need to mark your calendars February 27th. Damon up in the Chippewa County, Sault Ste. Marie area. You only need 3 signatures, but it's wise to have more. Turn in 10. That would be good. Happy New Year to you, Damon. Hey, make sure you get me your guys' commercial for the Chippewa County Shooting Association's gun show, the one that you do usually in the wintertime. Well, make sure you get it to me early this year. I want to advertise it for you, promote it for you. Yeah, Rod texting in. I'll be voting on Election Day and in person. Craig, Gary, others, appreciate that. Well, the clerks are having issues. They're definitely concerned about these new rules, actual laws put into our Constitution. Despite expressing excitement about some of these changes, Reiske said there's still more legislation that needs to be cleaned up and funding that needs to be addressed. The money. How are you guys going to reimburse these local communities for doing that? She referenced specifically deadlines concerning voters who pass away prior to Election Day. How will early voting and pre-processing affect the ability to remove those ballots if the clerks become aware of it? That's an interesting point. Perfect example, you got snowbirds. They're all down in Florida right now, Texas, Alabama, wherever, Arizona. They get their absentee ballot, they mark it, they send it in to their local clerk. It's going to be run through the processor, the tabulator. What happens if they pass away before Election Day? Clerk gets notified of the death. Well, now they got to figure out how to get that ballot out of the system. And while the state has allocated some funding to help local communities pay for early voting, Ryska said she believes that that need needs to continue and perhaps end up being an annual allocation from the legislature directly to local municipalities. Early voting doesn't just happen once now. We're having to do this for every election. Interesting point. Early presidential primary this year, February 27th. Then some municipalities will have special elections May 7th. Then we have the primaries, the party's primaries, August 6th, followed by the presidential election this year, November 5th. Those are the dates. So you got four elections with 9 days of early voting for each election. So now you end up with 36 days of early voting based on the four election dates we have. Over a month of early voting, not just four election days, but 36 days of early voting. Yep, who definitely is going to pay for that? Let's see, got another text message coming in. Yes, I'll be voting on election day in person as well. So, overwhelmingly, you guys like voting the old-fashioned way. Election day and in person. Now, one other thing I do want to mention real quick. The deadline is coming up. January 20th is the deadline to file for this upcoming class we're doing in St. Ignace on Saturday, February 3rd. Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. If you're interested in attending, Saturday, February 3rd in St. Ignace, text me class. I'll send you the flyer and the website. Yes, Tom in Boyne City. Election day for me as well. Okay, very good. All right, that poll is closed. We've got a couple of stories pulled up for you here in the next hour. We're going to get to all of it. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants